There's been a lot of talk about Britney Spears and her conservatorship, so that we get a little more perspective from the legal side of things. We got Ian Sneddon from Cohen Hiley joining the show. Ian wanted to talk about Britney Spears and her conservatorship, which is probably something you don't talk about in your day-to-day life. But when it comes to the conservatorship, Britney made a bombshell of announcement and statement to the court about 3 weeks ago. And one thing that has kind of come out is the fact that she's not really allowed to make some health decisions, like when it comes to her reproductive health or growing her family or even getting married. So when it comes to that kind of stuff, does that fall under a conservatorship?
No. I mean, I in my view, that would violate Section 7 or our charter, our constitution, as a violation of, having power over your own body. I would have thought so that would apply in the U.S. as well, that it would be in constitutional or at least something that they wouldn't pursue. So yeah, ordinarily, as we know, hearkening back to a legal decision called Roe versus Wade on abortion, the U.S. Supreme Court used to hold that a woman's body is hers to choose. And if the guardians are attempting to say you can't have children or you can't get pregnant or doing something like that, in my view, that would be an assault and would be contrary to her rights as a human being.
There is so much that I want to bring up about Britney Spears, but Ian, I know you don't have too much time, but coming up, we will talk about the competency side of things and why can't Britney just hire her own lawyer? We got more with Ian Sneddon coming up later this hour. We've got Ian Sneddon joining the show. He is an actual lawyer, so it made sense to bring you on, Ian, to talk about Britney Spears, this conservatorship. And we were just talking about the fact that she can't pick her own lawyer because she's under a conservatorship, which is all based on competency. But when it comes to competency, I mean, Britney seems pretty competent, no?
I'll give you an example. When we typically do a will here in Ontario, with elderly people, and there's a concern about their competency, what somebody preparing the will might ask are fairly simple questions like, what can you buy for $100? And if the person says a week of groceries, yeah, that's possible. Maybe not these days with prices going through the roof, but just paid a lot of money for some food last night. But so I don't know how it's all going to play out. I think she's going to have some success, though, at least getting someone that she likes or prefers. And I just given the fact that it's such an intrusion on somebody's human rights and human dignity, I would think at some point she's going to have much more say in her life.
Yeah, and you hope so, because especially since a lot of these people are making money off of what she was doing, like a Vegas performance, for someone to be able to, you know, nail down choreography, remember the lyrics to all their music, to live day in and day out in Las Vegas and do performances and bring in millions and millions of dollars, there's got to be some level of competency there that the court has to see. So
you raise a good point there, and I hadn't really thought about that, but you're absolutely right. I mean, she's admired as a performer, which includes her singing, but also the dancing, the choreography, the whole show. And you're absolutely right. If she is truly incompetent, so you should be a lawyer, Tony. That would be an argument to make. Judge, if she is truly incompetent, she's got, you know, making this part of 168 moves she has to remember for these 8 songs. If she was truly incompetent, how could she possibly do that?
Well, it seems like Britney's got a few more legal battles ahead of her, but hoping that, you know what, things start working out in her favor. Ian Sneddon from Cohen Hiley, thank you so much for joining the show. I know you probably don't typically talk about Britney Spears, but I definitely appreciate your time tonight.